Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Let's flash back to the NFL divisional round games that were played this weekend. We can start on Saturday. The Chiefs beat the Texans 23-14. And I think I know where you're going to go with this, but I'm not certain. Maybe you're going to go with what a lot of the headlines said, what a lot of people are saying about the officiating in the game and some of those calls that went in favor of the Chiefs.
Yeah, I had this conversation at Twin Peaks last night when we were out there for the college football watch party, and somebody was saying something to me about it, and I said, well, the reality is you go look at any sport where there are stars or there are guys that have a history of winning and they get calls. I'm a big Braves fan. You guys know that. Chipper Jones, my favorite player of all time. And I remember watching Chipper take borderline balls or strikes, and he wouldn't swing, and he would watch it, and it would be called a ball. And then you could name anybody else in the lineup would step in, and it was the same pitch called a strike. Because Chipper got that call because you trusted that player, right? Even the human element of an referee and umpire, you get those calls. Now, the fact that Mahomes is getting those, I think, comes from where NFL officials are protecting a quarterback, especially they're protecting a star quarterback like Mahomes. It's absurd, the two calls that went against Houston, especially the second one where he runs around out of the pocket as a runner and then slides down and the defenders collide and you call the flag.
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate because I do think that Patrick Mahomes has become the new version of Tom Brady in that, he is, and he's the face of the NFL just like Tom Brady was, but he's flopping a lot. And I think Troy Aikman actually called attention to it during the broadcast, like, dude, I get it, man, you're trying to get the call, but these referees have to notice it at some point and notice what's going on here. And it was hard to watch, dude, because anytime you give the referees the benefit of the doubt against the narrative and you look at it and go, well, you know, it shouldn't hit, you know, shouldn't have done this. And then when it's that bad,
it's
I think all of us, you look at it and go, dude, you can't cover for that. Like it's at some point you got to step in and say, no, you're flopping. Not what you're trying to make it out to be. I'm not calling a penalty on that.
Instead of the Chiefs kind of, you know, adding on to their sense of history and the remarkable run that they've had, you know, everyone's talking about the calls of this game. Here's Texans head coach DeMeco Ryans.
We knew going into this game, man, it was us versus everybody, right? When I say everybody, it's everybody, all of whatever. Everybody, the naysayers, the doubt, right? Everybody. We had to go against today.
So I think the question was about officiating, but he couched it because, you know, you can get fined.
Yeah.
So he took the right approach saying it was us against everyone.
When you have a guy like Troy Aikman, whose career was cut short because of the hits he took with concussions, and he's calling out the absurdity of some of these calls, and then I think it comes with real. I also give Troy Aikman a lot of credit because there's a lot of NFL announcers or the analysts that won't call attention to it. And then Mahomes gets the first two calls, and then it leads to an open flop on the sideline. I mean, Mahomes literally got shoved, just touched inbounds, and as he touches the white line, he flails like he's LeBron in the middle of a game. It was just
fun to watch.
That bothered me. That actually bothered me more than the referees screwing up. The referees, I get it. But when Mahomes played into it, that bothered me a lot.
Well, and I think, look, you mentioned some of the announcers, and I think the announcers understand for the most part how difficult a job refereeing an NFL game is. It's tough. And the NFL people are in your ear saying, got to protect these guys, got to do this, got to do that. But at the same time, there you have to draw a line in the sand at some point. And if you're an NFL referee, if you're a broadcaster, if you're the NFL, if you're anybody watching it, and I hit my line in the sand this weekend watching that. I was like, dude, I don't want to see this anymore. It's completely watering down what the product should be in these moments. And it's NFL football is about tenacity. It's about toughness. It's about everything else. And for to see flopping happening like that, it was, I don't know. I couldn't do it, man. I tuned away for a little bit.
Take it a step further. Nothing is more physical, more tough. You get the defense than the playoff football. The tenacity of playoff football. And when you allow, I can use the word soft, but when you allow it to become
it's a pageant. Joke. It's a flopping pageant.
It's becoming that game was somewhat of a joke as far as the intensity that the players, especially in Houston, was allowed to play with.
You'd rather be talking about the big plays in that game. There's the crazy touchdown pass where Patrick Mahomes basically land parallel and hitting up Travis Kelce. We also had a similar one to that with Jared Goff in the Commanders and Lions game, but the Lions come up short 45-31, and the rookie, Jaden Daniels, continues to be phenomenal with Dan Quinn's staff, Cliff Kingsbury, gosh, Scary Terry out there, McLaurin. Mm-hmm. They look unbeatable right now. That was an upset.
Yeah, and I think the injuries finally came home to roost for Detroit. They had 16 players on the IR, and so many on defense. You tell me they couldn't use Aiden Hutchinson out there last night two nights ago if you're Detroit to kind of help him in. Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels has just been nothing short of spectacular this season, and he's upped it. You know, I think he upped it starting with the game. Really in Philly the week before that we went to Washington and then played him, and he upped it there, and he's just continued to up it every week. He's matching the playoff level.
You know what stood out to me too, watching the Commanders, watching Jaden Daniels, watching how good they've been, is number one, the Dan Quinn naysayers that, you know, hey, retread, hey, didn't work here, whatever. He's a heck of a coach. Jaden Daniels is a heck of a player. We also, there's some local media members that wanted to get out there on socials and say the Falcons would have been embarrassed out of the playoffs. Well, last time I checked, Falcons looked better against the Commanders than the Lions did, who was the number one seed. And look, it's any given Sunday when you look at these playoff games. I just thought that was an unnecessary shot at the Atlanta Falcons. He didn't deserve to be there, so you didn't go. But look, man, you got to give all the credit in the world to Jaden Daniels. He's coming up on being the best rookie quarterback in the history of the NFL. He's getting there in a hurry, and I think he deserves all the credit in the world for his ability and what he's done so far.
Dan Quinn certainly agrees with that.
He just has a different poise about him than most. He's a rare competitor. There's no doubt about that. But in those moments, if he was a basketball player, he'd want the last shot. As a ball player, he wants the ball in his hands to make the difference. And he makes great decisions with the football. And that takes real mindfulness. Sometimes the best play may be, hey, I got to throw this away. He uses his legs. But he is a rare competitor for us. But his poise in these tight moments really stands out to us.
That's what you want out of any player on your team, any star player that wants the ball in their hands, like he alluded to take the last shot on the court, or to, you know, have the chance to put up a Hail Mary. This team has won in a number of different ways this season, and it's been really cool to see that happen behind a rookie quarterback like Jaden Daniels. All right, the Eagles beat the Rams 28-22. Saquon Barkley is phenomenal.
Well, he's got 5 guys in front of him that are pretty freaking good as a unit, and
they give credit to those guys all the time. Him and Jalen Hurts, so it's nice to see.
Well, and Saquon is, you know, he's got it, and it is just knowing the right amount of aggressive running and burst with a little bit of patience and allowing something to open, and then the wherewithal to hit it and hit it fast. Their defense won them the game, though. The offense at times stalled out. The weather came into play a little bit, whether you want to, you know, some of the slipping around for the Rams and the fumbles, and the Rams still almost had a chance to win the game there late. But their run game is elite, and Jalen Hurts is a part of that. Now he's banged up the knee, so I don't know where that leads going into next week. But this Washington rush defense is one of the worst in the league. And Philly's one of the top 3 best run offenses in the league.
Yeah, and we knew it, and we all talked about it on Friday, that this game was going to come down to the trenches. It was going to come down to pass rush. And I just felt like Philly had the better offensive line and would be able to protect a little bit better. And really what it came down to your point, the running game. And look, Saquon, he was the perfect addition to this team compared to where they were. He was the perfect addition if you could stay healthy up front. And they've stayed healthy up front. Cam Jurgens has plugged in to where Jason Kelce used to be. And when you look at every other piece, Landon Dickerson got paid this last offseason. He put on an absolute clinic. Jordan Mailata is just incredible. And Lane Johnson is healthy, and he wasn't healthy through a lot of last year. So it is poetry in motion watching this run game. Not only the players go to work, but the design of it with Jalen Hurts in the backfield, it brings a tear to my eye. Really does, man. It's beautiful watching them go to work.
Glad you said that, because that's kind of how I feel about the Bills and the Ravens when Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen match up on the field, and just the I guess somewhat of a, I don't know if I want to say camaraderie, but the respect, there we go, that they have for each other is really cool to see. The Bills, though, beat the Ravens 27-25. That game was another cold one.
Yeah, I didn't think Lamar Jackson played very well in the first half.
They all couldn't. I mean, they gave up the ball. They turned over the ball way too much.
Yeah. A bad pick, and the fumble was way worse. But then he came out in the second half and just absolutely lit it up. Lamar was phenomenal in the second half. Derrick Henry was better in the second half. They were better. Mark Andrews is one of the best tight ends in the league, and he had a very forgetful night.
Yeah, he did. And you know, it's interesting seeing the outpouring of support. A lot of people, you know, a lot of times people do pile jump, but man, it seemed like every media member or whatever else around the NFL that looked at that was like, I feel so bad for him because he's a good dude and he's been incredible throughout his career.
Characteristic for him
completely, so. And give credit to Buffalo what they did in the first half. Give credit to Josh Allen, didn't have to be asked to do a lot, did just enough. Weather was a little bit bad there. We could have two really good title games hopefully this Sunday.